This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. Kevin Harlan was unbelievable to end last hour on the show, talking Rams Seahawks, and also, like, just to really punch this point home. He's very nonchalant, Kevin Harlan. He's very humble, right? Just goes, yeah, so, you know, called Lakers Clippers last night in L.A. No big deal. Going to fly to Chicago right now for my grandson's birthday. No worries. And then I'm getting on a plane to Seattle to call the NFC Championship game on Westwood One Sports, along with Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner on Sunday. He is absolutely the best. You know who else is the best? Our guest at this time. Legendary NFL quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, undefeated on Championship Sunday, by the way. And you can hear our friend Kurt Warner on the call of the Rams and the Seahawks coming up on national radio, Westwood One Sports, on Sunday evening, along with Kevin Harlan, my friend Ross Tucker on the sidelines. Kurt Warner joins us now on the show on social media at Kurt13Warner. My friend, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, happy championship weekend in the NFL to you and yours. How's it going?
It's going great. Good to be on with you, and I agree with you. Kevin is the best artist working man in the football season, and I guess slips into a little bit of basketball, but he is awesome, and I can't wait to call this game Sunday night with him. I think we've got a tremendous matchup between Seattle and the Rams, so I'm really looking forward to it.
I can't wait for it also. Going to be amazing coming up on national radio, Westwood One, with Kurt and Kevin Warner on Sunday evening. I'd like to start with this, if it's okay, Kurt. And I love the National Football League. It's been my favorite thing since I was little. I've been obsessively watching it since 1990. And I did an opening on just, like, how impactful and meaningful and important and cool Championship Sunday is. And I think about, like, you on Championship Sunday, and I was talking about some of the Rams Championship Sunday games and you guys beating Tampa and Tony Dungy in 1999 en route to you guys beating the Titans in the Super Bowl. You are 3-0 on Championship Sunday. And by the way, that Cardinals-Eagles game was sensational with the comeback you guys had against Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia. What is Kurt Warner's favorite memory of playing on Championship Sunday in the three title games you played in?
Oh, man. Great question there, because, I mean, they're all special. They all mean something. And, you know, I often say that the most pressure that you feel is Championship Sunday, because nobody wants to be on the doorstep going home. You know, nobody remembers who's in a championship game. You know, so you want to win this Sunday and at least have the opportunity to be world champions. And so this is where I believe the pressure lies more than anything else. Favorite memory, I mean, I would probably have to say the first one. You know, you mentioned the last one when I was with the Cardinals against the Eagles, where we jumped way out. They came back and took the lead, and then we had a final drive to kind of close that thing out. It was pretty special. But, you know, that game against Tampa, you know, my first season, it was a magical season to have won the MVP that year. And then, you know, to play against a great defense. You know, there was no defense that was harder for us to compete against and have success against than that Tampa defense. And, you know, they challenged us the whole day. You know, the greatest show on turf scores 11 points in that game. But I think just kind of the way that it ended there just kind of fit the storybook season that we were having, is that Ricky Prohl hadn't caught a touchdown pass all year long. I remember we played a little bit in the very last game of the year against Philly, you know, just to kind of ramp us up for the postseason. And there was a play where he was wide open down the middle of the field, and I threw the ball low and short, so he had to dive for it, and he made a great catch, but he couldn't get in the end zone. So I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, that was a one shot to get Ricky into the end zone. And then lo and behold, a couple weeks later, you know, 6-5 is the score. We're down 4.5 minutes to go. You know, Tampa brings the safety blitz from the left-hand side. And so, you know, just to share a little story. So they were showing that four-week blitz the play before. And we ended up calling a timeout, you know, right before the snap there. And I had seen the four-week blitz come in. So Ricky and I were talking to each other as we dialed up the play, because we had talked all week. What are we going to do if they bring that safety blitz? What's going to be our adjustment back there? Sometimes we would run a hit. Sometimes we would run a slant. That week we were talking about running a go route. And, you know, so we were debating, okay, what do we want to do if they do bring it again? We don't think they're going to bring it again. They just showed it to us. But if they do, what do you want to do there? And we said, I mean, you know, a hitch is great, a slant's great, but we haven't been doing much offensively. So let's just run the go route and see if we can get them if they happen to bring it. And sure enough, we come out of the timeout and they bring the four-week blitz again. And Ricky does a great job of getting behind the corner there and makes a great catch in the corner of the end zone. And that's really what pushes us into the end, or it pushes us into the Super Bowl. So, you know, that was just special because it was the first one, how it played out, the characters involved, and then knowing that we would go on to win the Super Bowl.
I am sure that your answer to this is going to be that you don't care. And I'm not insinuating that you should care. But I kind of think maybe you should a little bit. Does it ever bother? I know that you're going to say no because you won the Super Bowl. But that touchdown pass to Ricky Prohl is a pretty important play in like the history of the league. Like, that propelled you guys on to win the Super Bowl, propelled you towards a Hall of Fame career. And it's not that that play is lost to history, because people obviously do remember it. But do you ever think, like, why does that play not get talked about more in, like, the great plays in the history of the league? Because I'm here to say, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, I think it absolutely should, given what happened in the aftermath.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason that it's probably overshadowed more than anything was because of how that Super Bowl played out. You know, the great catch by Isaac and weaving his way for the touchdown, and then the tackle by Mike Jones in the Super Bowl. And so I think those two things and the way that season finished overshadows what got us there. You know, if we go to the Super Bowl and maybe, you know, blow out the Titans and have a big win, and it's, you know, unceremonious to some degree, then we're probably talking more about how that play was what got us the Super Bowl championship, because of, you know, the great Super Bowl that we played in. And as I mentioned, the great plays and the great players in that game, you know, I think it's easy to overlook that play to Ricky because you're talking about those two iconic plays that would ultimately decide Super Bowl 34 as kind of the, you know, the benchmark plays of that season and how that playoff, you know, that playoff run, you know, finished out.
Absolutely awesome, man. You Better You Bet on this Friday, Westwood One Sports. Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback, with us. Kurt will be on the call coming up of the Rams and the Seahawks on Sunday on Westwood One Sports with the great Kevin Harlan, my friend Ross Tucker. You do not want to miss it Sunday on national radio. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner. Before we get to the Rams and Seahawks, Kurt, I'd love to get your opinion first of the AFC Championship game ends. I think you're someone who's uniquely qualified to talk about Jarrett Stidham, right? And it's not apples to apples. And I remember, like, it was like the preseason game when Trent Green got hurt. I remember coming home and putting on ESPN News once upon a time and seeing the Dick Vermeil press conference where he's crying, right, because Trent got hurt, but he's also uber confident in you. And you're the MVP that year, right? So it's not the same thing, but you were a backup quarterback that literally led your team and won the Super Bowl. And Jarrett Stidham has an opportunity to do that now over the course of the next two games. So would love your opinion of the game itself with New England as a road favorite at Denver, but also, you know, the mind of Jarrett Stidham and what he's probably feeling right now and the Broncos as a team are feeling. Your opinions, Kurt, of the AFC Championship game.
Well, first, I mean, I think it's a good matchup. I don't think either team is a great team overall. So I know New England is favored, obviously, because they have their starting quarterback who had a great year. But I don't necessarily think they're a great football team, like a team that can't be beat, you know, no matter, you know, who the team is. And then you have to go to Denver. Denver, we all know, has a really good defense that can create havoc. And so, you know, when I look at the big picture, I understand why they're favorites, but I don't think this is a slam dunk by any means in terms of going up there and winning it and punching their ticket to the Super Bowl. And so that's what I love first, is that I think it's a couple evenly matched teams just overall. And then when it comes to Jared, I think the biggest thing is, there's going to be a lot of pressure because you understand, you know, I should say from one side, there's a lot of pressure because you understand that this team and these guys worked really hard to get to this point. You're so close to a Super Bowl. These opportunities don't come very often. And all eyes are going to be on you. And, you know, that's probably going to be a big narrative, you know, if this doesn't play out in your favor, that would they have gotten there with Bo Nix? And, you know, and so it's a tough, you know, situation if you lose, because everybody is going to look at Jarrett Stidham. Now, I mean, obviously he could go play a great football game and then maybe that's squashed just a little bit. But I think that question's always going to be there, is would Denver have gotten there with him? So there's pressure from that standpoint. But I also think there's the other side of it, that nobody expects you to win. Nobody expects you to play well. And so if you use that in your favor, there's a way that you go out and go, hey, let's just throw caution to the wind and let's go play and let's trust what I know about myself and the confidence I have in myself. And I'm going to trust what I see and I'm going to rip it. I've got a good defense that can back me up. And, you know, I'm going to go play football because there is no expectation anyways. Everybody's expecting me to lose. Let's go out and attack. And that was one of the big things, like when I played and when I took over for Trent. First, I knew I had a really good team around me and guys that if I made a mistake here and there, that could cover for me. But the second thing was, hey, I got one shot to show people what I'm capable of. I'm going to go and do what I've always done. I'm not going to play tentative. I'm not going to worry about making a mistake. I'm going to prove to people that what I know about myself, or kind of show them what I already know about myself by going out and playing. And I attacked and I was aggressive. And, you know, my first game, I threw a couple interceptions, but also threw three touchdowns and threw for 300 yards. And we won that game. And so I think there's two sides to this coin, and it will be very interesting to see how they come out and play this thing in terms of Sean Payton calling plays. You know, does he stay aggressive? You know, he comes out after Bo gets hurt and he's like, hey, I believe in Stiddy and he's our guy and just wait and watch. Okay, I want to watch and see how you call plays for him early. Do you allow him to play the game? And then the other side with Jarrett Stidham, does he play tense, feeling that pressure, not wanting to make a mistake? Or does he go out there and go, hey, I believe in who I am, and here's my opportunity. Here's my shot to show people what I'm capable of and just sling it around. Even if he makes a mistake or two, does he make more plays than he makes mistakes and gives his team a chance to win? So I'm fascinated by how this is going to play out from a play calling and a playing standpoint from the quarterback perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You mentioned just like the 99 season. I always think about you guys. I'm a Giants fan. You guys smoked the Giants. That you guys always beat the Giants. Grant Wistrom in 2001, just like brutal as a Giants fan, always going up against Kurt Warner and the St. Louis Rams at the time. So your former team, right? Now in Los Angeles, obviously, in Seattle on Sunday. And Kurt, I said it at the top of the show. I thought the Eagles were going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. Obviously, I was wrong about that. A lot of people have felt all season that these are the two best teams, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL. Yeah. This is going to be an amazing game that you and Kevin Harlan will be on the call of on Sunday in Seattle. The Seahawks are a slight home favorite in the game. We don't know if Charles Cross is going to play for Seattle. Darnold with the oblique injury, obviously. Set the stage for us here, Rams-Seahawks, and what Kurt Warner believes may be the deciding factor on Sunday in the NFC Championship game.
Well, I mean, I think we're going to talk a lot about the Rams offense against the Seattle defense. And, you know, that's the matchup, number one scoring offense, number one scoring defense. How does that play out? You know, the pressure packages of Mike McDonald, the physicality of the Seattle defense against, you know, the physical nature of like a Puka Nacua and what they do, the scheming of Sean McVay with the three tight end sets and all of that stuff is going to be awesome. And it's going to be fun to watch that cat and mouse. On that side of the ball, I think it comes down to big plays. And which side makes more big plays? You know, the first game, there wasn't a lot of big plays for the Rams. They were able to get out of there with the victory, but they couldn't put them away. The second game, there was a whole bunch of big plays by the Rams offense. You know, and that's why they had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. They just surrendered it with the punt return and all the crazy stuff that happened in that game to lose. But the big plays really catapulted them forward, which Seattle's defense has been really good at preventing. So that, to me, is where I think, you know, the tide is going to shift in this game with that matchup. But I do believe that this game is going to be won or lost, you know, more specifically with the other two units, the Seattle offense against this Rams defense. Who wins that battle? No Zach Charbonnet, I think, is huge. His physicality, his 1-2 punch with Kenneth Walker, I think Seattle's going to miss that. Can Seattle stay in a run-first, play-action, naked bootleg, you know, keep Sam Darnold in that mode of not having to drop back, see the whole field, make those pressure decisions in drop-back mode? You know, in the first game, he was in drop-back mode a lot because they were behind, and he threw 4 interceptions. Second game, he brought him back late in that game in more in drop-back mode. But where he's been best in his career is, you know, having a good run game, getting under center, play action, splitting the field in half, pushing the ball down the field, on the move, those kinds of things. And so, you know, whoever can dictate the nature of this game on that, you know, with that matchup, Seattle offense, Rams defense, I think has the best shot to win this game. Can the Rams force it into a drop back game for Sam Darnold, or can Seattle run the football extremely well against, you know, this Rams defense that has struggled at times against the run? And then play action and get some big plays is another matchup that I'm fascinated by.
Can't wait to see how it plays out. Can't wait to listen, Kurt, to you and Kevin Harlan with Ross Tucker on the call coming up on Sunday on Westwood One Sports, the Seahawks and the Rams in the NFC Championship game. You're the best. Safe travels. Have a great call. We'll see you in Santa Clara.
All right. Sounds great. Take care.
Legendary Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner joining us here on You Better, You Bet. I geek out over football history. Kurt talking about the Bucs coverage that they showed, right, leading to the touchdown to Ricky Prohl in the 1999 NFC Championship game. That is the good stuff, man. That is absolutely awesome. So Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner back-to-back. What more could you ask for on a phenomenal football Friday leading up to Championship Sunday? We'll take a quick break, and coming up next, Minter is coming for Baltimore. We'll talk about the Ravens' hire of Jesse Minter as their next head coach, what it means for the Ravens, and the reason why I'm worried it won't work out here on a Friday with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.